With Thanksgiving less than a week away, for a lot of people, Thanksgiving means not just turkey and eating, but football. And there are a few big matchups in the NFC East. The suddenly vulnerable New York Giants, as we head into the weekend, are going to take on the Philadelphia Eagles. First place on the line here. But the story is neither one of those teams as a whole. It's really Michael Vick. He's put an exclamation point in his comeback with Philly this year by trouncing Washington last week. Joining us now is Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor. Good morning.
Good morning.
I guess this is the answer to all the people who said, is it worth it to bring Michael Vick back into football, right?
Well, yeah, it's worth it when he scores two touchdowns and throws for four touchdowns in a game that really defined his career, his post-prison career.
Well, how is his playing different than last season or even a month ago?
Well, specifically what he's doing differently is that he's always been known as a running quarterback, even when he was at Virginia Tech. He was always able to come back. When receivers are covered, he would look and then he would run. And he's got a great lateral and forward quickness so that he can make moves on the drop of a dime. What he's done differently now is that he's reading defenses better. So he drops back, he looks, guys are covered, he waits, he's patient, and then he throws, and he still has that running ability.
Well, I mean, and it's changed the way that the entire team is playing. They're playing long ball now with Vick throwing, right?
That's true. So they have a lot of speedy receivers. They put Michael Vick into an offense that really accentuates his abilities so that he can really catch people on the run. And those guys like DeSean Jackson are really able to make the most out of every situation.
Well, let me ask you something. I mean, clearly Michael Vick is a controversial character. There were a lot of protests when he came back into professional football because of his history with dog fighting. Does it make it better that he's doing well in football? Does that suddenly make it more forgivable or worse because he's in the headlines again?
I think part of the problem that people have is that they equate football greatness with personal or character greatness. Michael Vick is not a great guy, and he will never be.
He just had a good game.
Exactly.
I mean, he just had a couple of good games.
He'll never be a great guy, but what he did differently is that he's doing things on a football field that are amazing, but it doesn't make him a redeemed person. It makes him a redeemed football player. He's the poster boy for a guy who goes into prison and comes out and gets a job. He goes back and gets his new job. Imagine if Bernie Madoff was able to come back out and make money legitimately. We'd say, okay, Bernie.
He could play for the Buffalo Bills.
I don't think people would like Bernie Madoff still.
No, I don't think. I think you're right, but I don't think
short screen passes Madoff. Maybe
I don't think that you're gonna like Michael Vick ever anyway either. But I think what they will appreciate is that Michael Vick physically was able to get himself prepared and mentally enough so that he could compete at a high level. And what he's doing that's different is that he's like Michael Jordan, he's like Roger Federer. He changed his game at the waning part of his career. This is the end of his career. He's only got a couple more, 2 or 3 years left, really. And he's changed his game so that he's added nuance to his game so he's become better.
His only path to the Hall of Fame is 3 Super Bowl championships, it seems to me, if you're going to put him in Federer and Jordan's category.
Except that now his jersey is going into Hall of Fame from last week's game. We'll see what happens this week. I think he reminds Giants fans of Randall Cunningham. He's frightening, he's scary, and I think Giants have to be a little scared.
I hope the game is enough for him because I can't see a lot of marketing and promotional contracts coming and down the pipe for Michael Vick.
There might be some for like maybe an in-treatment series perhaps or something.
Gainsburgers.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, all right, bring up the music. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor, thanks so much.
Good morning.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.